Folks, you're in for a treat today. This is a big event here at the Creekside Stage. I want to thank our sponsors for helping us to make it happen. Of course, we couldn't go further without mentioning Tangela Guitar, also Beard Guitar, and D'Addario Strings for helping us out. Visit them down here and tell them you saw this Jesse McReynolds feature on the Creekside Stage thanks to their support. And we're going to have a little interview session here with John Rossbach. And John Rossbach is like a 26-year veteran of Grey Fox. He's like the man behind the curtain. Stage managing for, 25 of those 26 years? So everything that's happened on the main stage at Winterhawk and Grey Fox, thanks to John Rossbach. So thank you, John, for making that happen so smoothly, too, I should add. And he's also... He's done a lot of things. He's a musician. He's also the coordinator of the Augusta Heritage Center's Bluegrass Week. It's coming up. Boy, you're a busy guy. He wrote this whole program himself, the 2012 program for the Augusta Heritage Center. Who's coming up on the 29th through August 3rd? Byron Berline, Allison Brown, Jesse Brock, Carl Jackson, Tammy Rogers, a whole lot more appearing over there, Daryl Anger. So, John Rossbach, a very, very, very busy fellow. And he's going to guide us through our visit today with a legend. He's known to some of you as the Iron Man of Bluegrass. Some people know him as Mr. Mandolin. We also know him as half of the duo, Jim and Jesse. His new project is a project that is a tribute to Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter. And we were talking a little bit about what we were gonna do today, and he said, "Well, you know, I don't know. I guess you could call me an innovator." So please welcome Iron Man of Bluegrass, Mr. Mandolin, Mr. Jesse McReynolds.